Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
If you want to leave me for another house, I totally understand.
House? Where's this coming from?
It's just, I know there's some newer homes on the market.
I didn't even know that, because I'm not looking.
I bet those other houses don't have a crack in their foundations.
You know that crack doesn't bother me.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is now more than ever the voice of the Christian resistance, and tonight we have a whole lot, like we always have a whole lot, but anyhow, tonight we have on the board our producer, none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
And here in the studio with me, she's Lock and Load Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
And then our first Thursday of every month, we have none other than Dr. Peter Glidden.
In the house.
All righty, we got you. So we're ready to roll tonight, and we're going to start off with our scripture tonight. And so, Peter, when you have a question or a comment, just jump right in there.
Yes, sir.
We start with Ezekiel chapter 47, and it's called a river of healing. Afterward, he brought me again into the, you know, before I even get into it, I want to say, folks, You really do need to prepare for a dark winter this year. We are in a battle. The Antichrist forces, when I'm telling you Antichrist forces, they are Antichrist in every manner, in every way. They're going to push hard. They're out for destruction. You're going to see them trying to destroy, as they're doing now around the world, this nation this winter. And Obama Biden was just on giving his speech, his Antichrist speech tonight, talking about right wing, talking about people that are mega people, Trump supporters. In other words, if you're good, decent, honorable, and truthful, you're the enemy of the deep state, which is true. And so anyhow, you really do need to be prepared. You really do. So, and again, let me start there in Ezekiel chapter 47. After he brought me again into the door of the house, behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under the right side of the house into the south side of the altar. Then brought me out of the way of the gate and northward, and led me about the way into the utter gate of the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the ankles. And again, the measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees. And again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, were to the loins. And afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then they brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were many trees on one side and on the other. Then he said unto me, these waters issued out toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, and the waters should be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whatsoever the rivers shall come, shall live. And there shall be a great multitude of fish, because there's waters shall come hither, for they shall be healed. And everything that live whither the river cometh. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it from En-Gedi even into En-Gileam, and they shall be a place to spread forth nets. The fish shall be according to the kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. But the miry places thereof, and the marshes thereof, shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt. And by the river upon the bank thereof, and on the side, and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to its months, because the waters they issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for the meat, and the leaf for medicine. Well, here he's talking about during the millennial kingdom, when Christ rules, and out from under the temple that the Lord Jesus builds, the Lord will build the temple himself, will come these rivers of water. And as it comes out, it splits into three, goes in three different directions. And the whole earth would be watered by these rivers. And here, when he says here that the waters issue toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, and the water shall be healed. Well, that sea, which was dead, is the Dead Sea. It's referring to the Dead Sea there in Israel. And the Dead Sea will be healed, and the Dead Sea will bring forth fish and many, many fish. This will happen according to God's word during the millennial kingdom. Now, I want to, and by the way, here he's telling you that, see, these waters, the waters are for healing. And he's telling you here that you're going to have the fruit trees. The fruit trees are going to be the natural fruit for the healing of the body. And then he says the leaves of the trees will be medicine. They will be natural medicine. And then, now this is during the millennial kingdom. Now I want to get into going over to Revelation 22, where we get into the new Jerusalem, the new city. And he showed me, and by the way, here the Garden of Eden was made after the actual Garden of Eden in heaven itself. The real Garden of Eden, the scripture speaks of, well, we're going to look at right here. But in heaven was the Garden of Eden, and the one on earth was made as a replica of the one in heaven. And so, and now we're going to look at the one that will be in the New Jerusalem. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, and in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face. And his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there. They need no candle, neither light or the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto the servants the things which must shortly be done. Well, here, I think John Turner may be trying to call in. So, yeah, anyhow, so going back to Dr. Glidden, here...
Sir, yes.
Earlier, we started out and I was telling people to expect a very, very dark winter, this winter. We're seeing things happening all over the world right now. We're seeing in Germany, the people are cutting down their forests. They're cutting down the trees on their property for firewood, for heat in their houses, and because they can't get any gas, because Russia has cut them off. We see the same thing happening there in the, you know, in England, you know, in the UK. And so we're going to see a real shortage of supplies. All of this is being done on purpose. The world is being prepped by the communist, the Antichrist communist elite. And the idea is, look, we're going to face it. There's going to be two classes of people, the very, very rich and the very, very poor. And that's the way it's going to be. And the idea is you really can't do anything about it. We're going to lay our corruption on you. We're seeing just unbelievable. This statement came out by Kroger grocery stores. I wouldn't buy anything from Kroger if I'd rather starve than to buy anything from Kroger. Then you have, and what's been taking place too lately with the baseball league here. I think John McTernan is going to be calling in a little while. And what is that? And what does he want? Okay, so does he have a message or something for me? Why don't you find out? Because I don't know. All right. Okay. Anyhow, so tell the folks what they need to do, because we need to have natural medicines. And we know that the opposition, the Antichrist system, they're going to try to go after that. They're going to try to control. They're already doing it. They're going to try to come up with a way where even to get natural medicines, you're going to have to go through Big Pharma. What do you think?
Well, yeah, there's something in the European Union called Codex Alimentarius, and this was instituted decades ago. And Codex Alimentarius is basically a law which disallows the European Union countries who are a member of Codex Alimentarius to sell nutritional supplements that are potent. You can get watered-down nutritional supplements, but you can't get the potent nutritional supplements unless you have a prescription for them. And that's already in place in Europe. It's been like that for a long time. In the United States, what we're seeing is what we're seeing in Australia right now is because of the poisonous pokes and the ridiculous boosters and more ridiculous boosters and then more ridiculous boosters. And by the way, this is not conspiracy theory information. This is stuff that's being reported by mainstream medical journals now, finally, too little too late. Those people who have been vaxxed and boosted, their immune systems have been compromised. And they're going to start to get sick from normal things that they wouldn't have gotten sick from in the past. And if they pick up the seasonal flu or whatever it is that's going around, they're going to get really sick. Not because the pathogen is really virulent, but because their immune systems have been clobbered by the poisonous poke and the boosters. So we're in a pickle here, and what are we going to do? Well, the first thing you need to do is really not trust the conventional medical doctors, because they're the people that put you in this situation in the first place, with the exception of a handful of brave people who were touting ivermectin and things like that, which actually was a very beneficial therapeutic. But members of my profession, I'm a board member of a professional organization of licensed naturopathic physicians, so we do continuing education credit for our members. We have tens of thousands of patients collectively who all had COVID in the last couple of years, and like I think four of them died, only four. And those people were going to die anyway because they had really bad comorbidities, and they were all in their mid-80s and really sick with other things before they got COVID. So the take-home message here is that when you're comparing apples to apples, the therapeutics developed and delivered by the naturopathic physicians are extremely effective at helping people to get on the other side of a viral illness or to prevent it in the first place, and the same thing for a bacterial illness. So this is our wheelhouse. This is what we do. And if we had a, you know, fair and just society, which we don't, it would have been my profession that was brought to the table first, because our therapeutics are superior in this regard to the therapeutics that the medical doctors have. And, you know, the medical doctors are superior for surgery and trauma care. I mean, that's their wheelhouse. But this is our wheelhouse. So because this is our wheelhouse, there are generic things that people can do in order to support and promote their immune systems, to strengthen their immune systems. And right now I am actively involved with putting together a little white paper that walks people right through everything that they need to do. That should be done by the middle of next week, and it will be up on my website for free on the front page of my website, drglidin.com. That's Glidden like the paint, no relation, by the way, drglidden.com. Just go there in the middle of next week and you'll have access to this document. You can download it. It'll walk you right through the supplements that you need to purchase. I'll tell you how to take them. And it will be continually updated, because this is the thing. As we move forward here and people start to develop illnesses, we can have a clearer understanding of what to do for it. And that's important. We're the only ones that are doing that. We're the only ones that have this kind of gestalt of medicine. So I've got your back, and I'm putting this information together. It will be available at the middle of next week, God willing, and the creek don't rise. There's dietary things that you can do, foods that you should eat to support your immune system, like protein, foods that you should avoid to help your immune system, like refined sugar, and a handful of botanical medicines, herbal medicines from God himself, a handful of mineral medicines from God himself, because I remember from dust we were made. Well, that's minerals, ladies and gentlemen. Your body needs nutrients in order to optimize its structure and function and just run properly. And then you can upregulate different parts of your system with botanical medicines, you know, straight from the hand of God. No kidding. And this is the wheelhouse of my profession. This is what we do. So lean on me. Visit the website frequently. I've got lots of information there anyway. But this will be ready by the middle of next week, God willing.
Well, if I can remember to pull that down when once it's up, I think we may put that in our newsletter. And a newsletter goes out all over the country to a lot of people. Now, let me ask you this. Are we making progress? For 50 years, I've been on the air talking, telling people they need to take natural herbs, okay? What God has given us. Now, are we making progress? Naturopaths, are we growing as far as statewide goes? I mean, I know I run into a lot of them up here where I'm at here.
Yes, sir. When I graduated naturopathic medical school, got my license in 1992, graduated in 91, became licensed in 1992. And at that time, there were five states, only five in the entire country, that licensed and regulated naturopathic medicine. Now there are 24. So that's progress. And, you know, more people now have at least heard the term naturopathic, and more people actually know what it is. So, yeah, there we have made strides. I mean, it's hard. You can't keep the truth. You can't keep the truth down. And Pastor, that's the only thing, honest to God, that keeps my profession alive inside of such a hostile political climate. And, you know, you know about the hostile political climate.
Oh boy, do I.
And I know about the hostile political climate, especially regarding medicine, but most people don't. Most people kind of sort of, well, yeah, I can see that. I can really, but I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's 100 times worse than you think that it is. I mean, it's really, really, really bad from top to bottom. And it's been really, really bad from top to bottom for the last 110 years. So the reason that my profession exists or survives, the only reason, in such a hostile political climate is because we get results more often than not. Why do we get results? Because our therapeutics are based upon natural law. And natural law is inviolate. It doesn't change. And if you're smart, and if you're observant, and if you listen and watch and apply, you can get a leg up on natural law. And you can start to use natural law to help people recover their health. And this is the fundamental message that naturopathic medicine brings to the world, that your body is intelligent. Your body is run by an intelligent, spiritual, metaphysical force. You call it whatever you want to call it. Your body is so smart, it grew itself all by itself, and it's taking care of tens of thousands of metabolic processes right now, all beyond your conscious control. Your body's doing that. There's an intelligence that informs that. Naturopathic doctors understand that. Naturopathic doctors support that. Naturopathic doctors develop therapeutics that stimulate that. I mean, in one regard, I've got the easiest job in the world because all I have to do is support the body, support the body's ability to fix itself. And this is the fundamental premise here. Your body knows how to fix itself. Your body wants to fix itself. Your body's trying to fix itself, but it needs help. And my profession really, I mean, that's what we do, is we figure out how to help your body to do that.
All righty.
And that beats the poke in the eye with a sharp stick.
Well, it is. And Lord's willing, this coming Sunday, I'm going to be preaching a message on truth and consequences by God. Truth or consequences by God. In other words, we're going to take a good look at the Bible and what God's Word, the Bible, has to say about lying and about telling the truth. And so here, and of course out there today, what you just said, look, I mean, we know it's very well known that natural medicines treat, they actually treat the illness. That we know that all of these other things, these drugs and these big pharma, basically, they treat the symptoms, and it always usually comes out worse. And I know that that medicine is the biggest killer of people in the country. About a half a million people die in this country every year from medicine.
Closer to 700,000. It's the leading cause of death. Also, the leading cause of bankruptcy. Right? Go figure.
And so here. You will not hear what you just said here at NBC, ABC, CBS. They are not going to tell the people the truth about natural medicines, because all you have to do is look at this message brought to you from Big Pharma, right?
You know, it's interesting, Pastor. You're right, and if I can ring my own bell here for a minute, because it's important for people to understand this, and really kind of, I need to put a pin in this. 2 years ago, in March of 2020, when this whole thing started to develop, I put together, I think, an 18-page booklet which walked people through the science. And here's what I said based on the science, which I reviewed objectively, because my profession is objective. We're not tied to the pharmaceutical agenda. We're not tied to the medical insurance agenda. We're not tied to the corporate agenda. We're kind of like free agents who have been trained in medicine, and that's a rare thing in the world, quite frankly. So I did the research because, you know, I can, and I wrote a pamphlet, and here's what I said. Masks are ineffective at stopping the spread of viral particles. Asymptomatic carriers are non-existent. You don't need to be worried about them. Natural immunity far surpasses non-vaccine, vaccine-enhanced immunity. Social distancing, it doesn't work, and a couple of other things regarding the coronavirus culture. And I was censored immediately. I think that information was online for 10 days, and then it was censored and it was taken down. Now, just 3 weeks ago, the Centers for Disease Control came out with their new recommendation regarding coronavirus, and it mimicked everything that I said 3 years ago. Every single thing that I said 3 years ago and was censored for, the Centers for Disease Control now says the same thing, exactly the same thing. Now, what's going on here? Is Dr. Glidden a genius? No, I'm not. But I do understand natural law, and I can read a medical journal objectively and report on it. And it's not that difficult, quite frankly, if you learn how to do it. But this is a very important point, because ultimately science is science. And, 2 + 2 = 4, whether you think it is or not, it is. In base 10 mathematics, 2 + 2 = 4. And if you tell me it's 5, well, you're wrong. But there's a difference between science and psy-op science. And what we've been fed for the last 3 years is psy-op science. It's propagandized science. It's not.
You're absolutely right. Hold it right there, Peter. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Next.
Good morning. We'd like to apply for a marriage license.
Names?
Tim and Jim Jones.
Jones? Are you related? I see a resemblance.
Yeah, we're brothers.
Brothers? You can't get married.
Well, why not? Aren't you giving marriage licenses to same-gender couples?
Yes, thousands. But we haven't had any siblings. That's incest.
Incest? No, we're not gay.
Not gay? Then why do you want to get married?
Well, for the financial benefits, of course. And we do love each other. And besides, we don't have any other prospects.
But we're issuing marriage licenses to gay and lesbian couples who've been denied equal protection under the law. If you are not gay, you can get married to a woman.
Wait a minute. A gay man has the same right to marry a woman as I have. But just because I'm straight doesn't mean I want to marry a woman. I want to marry Jim, and Jim wants to marry me. Are you going to discriminate against us just because we're not gay?
All right, all right. I'll give you your license. Next.
Hi, we're here to get married.
Names?
Frank Smith, Jane James, Robert Green, and June Johnson.
And who wants to marry whom?
We all want to marry each other.
But there are four of you.
That's right. You see, we're all bisexual. I love Jane and Robert. Jane loves me and Frank. Frank loves Robert and me, and Robert's Frank and Jane. All of us getting married together is the only way that we can express our sexual preferences in a marital relationship.
But we've only been granting license to gay and lesbian couples.
So, you're discriminating against bisexuals?
No, it's just that, well, the traditional idea of marriage is that it's just for couples.
Since when did you stand on tradition?
Well, I mean, you have to draw the line somewhere.
Who says? There's no logical reason to limit marriage to couples. The more the better. Besides, we demand our rights. The mayor says the Constitution guarantees equal protection under the law. Give us a marriage license.
All right, all right. Next.
Howdy. I'd like a marriage license.
In what names?
David Dietz.
And the other person?
Oh, that's all. I want to just marry myself.
Marry yourself? What do you mean?
Well, my psychiatrist says I have a dual personality, So I want to marry the two together. Maybe I can file a joint income tax return.
That does it. I quit. You people are making a mockery of marriage.
This is Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. In Matthew 24, verse 8, our Lord warns of a future time that he calls the beginning of sorrows. The world is on the brink of that time. In Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, we read, "Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out, and blood touches blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven. Yes, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away." I believe that that passage of Scripture currently describes the deplorable moral condition of both America and Israel today. Please join with us on September 11th for a National Day of Repentance, Fasting and Praying for Revival. Encourage your pastor to preach a sermon on repentance, fasting, and revival on 9/11/22. May God bless America.
Join us for the Heritage Club of Northeast Ohio's second annual Judeo-Christian Patriotic Rally at Veterans Park in Painesville, Saturday, September the 3rd, from 11 to 3 p.m. There will be food, beverages, and concessions, government officials, pastors, Christian and patriotic music. Bring your own lawn chair. For more information, call Hal Werner at 440-223-2577. That's Hal Werner at 440-223-2577. Or email heritageclubneo@gmail.com.
Alrighty, and folks, Lord's willing, I will be there out there in Painesville at the Heritage Club, and I will be I'm scheduled to be speaking at about 2:30 tomorrow Saturday afternoon out there. So come on out. And by the way, tomorrow, speaking of two, I will be again at the Geauga County Right to Life booth at the Great Geauga County Fair. At about 2 p.m., meeting and greeting people. And it was nice yesterday that I had all those folks come out and meet me. So I will, Lord's willing, we'll be out there tomorrow. Now, getting back to...
I have to tell you one thing. You've got the greatest commercial break stuff I've ever heard. I don't know who dreams that stuff up, but keep doing it, man. It's really great.
Well, yeah, you know, you're talking about the marriage parody, how... who would have ever thought, I mean, years ago that we would be to this point? And you know what? This doesn't even seem strange to the young people. They've grown up with lunacy. They've never known what it was like to live in a world of reality.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's the craziest thing about it, and you're absolutely right. Well, even the music that you have, the songs that you guys make up, I mean, it's... I don't know how you do it, but it's really entertaining.
We have some fun doing that. Yes, sir. I've written a bunch of those songs myself, but anyhow, that's where we're at. Now let me take you over here, because this goes along with what you were talking about. Studies show that the COVID vaccines cause blood damage, and here you go. But you see, we keep saying these vaccines when they're not really vaccines. This whole thing, we have vaccines that aren't vaccines being administered by doctors that aren't even doctors. Now here, the theory of immunization has been thoroughly debunked for the new COVID mRNA vaccines. The process of bypassing the innate immune system with lipid nanoparticles and the subsequent encoding and transcribing of spike proteins has proven to be totally toxic, inflammatory, damaging to the blood, and destructive to the overall function of the cardiovascular system and the immune system.
And nobody goes to jail.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Fauci should be tried with war crimes, shouldn't he be?
Well, you know, I mean, it's history doesn't repeat itself. It rhymes. I mean, Vioxx killed 50,000 people. Nobody went to jail. Bextra, I don't know how many tens of thousands of people that drug killed. And all you got to do is turn on TV And you see all these ads now for law groups that are popping up. Have you been injured by this drug? Have you been, you were a family member or died because they were taking this drug? And, you know, nobody goes to jail. They might lose $1 million here or $2 million there, but that's it, because they're too big to fail and they're too big to jail. And can you imagine what would happen if one naturopathic doctor gave one patient a botanical medicine and they died from it? Oh, we'd be pilloried in the town square. Oh, those quacks. Oh, we got to run them out of town. Oh, my God, they're not safe. That would be the narrative. But when the conventional medical doctors do it, they get a pass. And this is what I'm talking about. It's 100 times worse as people think that it is.
Let me tell you what happened. You'll like this. I get a call talking to a doctor about getting the flu shot. Have you had your flu shot? I said, no. Have you? Well, yes. Okay. And I said, here's why I'm not going to get the flu shot, because I've had all of these people on my program who, frontline doctors and naturopaths, and they know about these vaccines. And besides that, we had a study that said people that had gotten these flu shots 5 years in a row, had about 1,000% increase in their chances of getting Alzheimer's. And so by the time I was finished talking to her, she wanted to know, I gave her your phone number. And and so there you go.
Well, you know, the truth has a ring to it, right? And the problem here is that most medical doctors, they just, you know, they listen to what the pharmaceutical rep tells them and what their hospital mandates tell them and what their insurance providers tell them. You know, real medicine went out the window about 35 years ago, I think.
Well, Peter, I remember when I was young growing up, the doctors actually called. Now, I see they're doing that again. I see that they have, that they're making house calls again. Now, that's something that is, they brought back, and it looks like it's really taken off. But I remember the doctors used to come out to the house, and they would tell us, you know, take things like sassafras tea, or they would, some elderberry things, or, you know, just natural type of medicines that they were making back in those days that worked. And,
you know, I forget what her name was, forgive me, but the first woman millionaire in the United States was a woman that developed a botanical medicine formula for hot flushes. And this was in, like, it was either the late 1800s or the early 1900s, but it was fabulously successful because it worked. And she made, you know, she became a millionaire, first female millionaire, and she did it by using herbs to help women recover from the hot flushes of menopause. Remarkable.
Yeah, you know, I noticed that the hot flush you're talking about, they call that the going through the change of life, right?
Right.
And I remember a situation where I had gone in, and I knew this woman, and when I had gone in to pick up some things from the store where she was at, her husband was walking on the way out, and he says, good luck, my friend, as he passed me by. And I thought, what was that all about? I went in there, and she was going through that. And I said, how are you doing today? And she said, why do you ask? Do you really care how I'm doing? Do you really care? And I said, well, that's why I asked. And she just went off on me, and that's what she said. One minute I'm hot, the next minute I'm cold, but you don't care, do you? And, you know, and so she was going through that thing. And when I saw her husband, I said, thanks for the warning. But, he said it's time to lay low. What in the world causes that, and why can't they control, I mean, is it a point where they can't control their, they can't control their tempers?
It's a hormonal change. So the menopause is not a disease, it's a time of life, right? Like puberty. It's not a disease. It's a time of life. And in the transition from the childbearing years to menopause, or in the transition from, you know, being a young adult to being fertile, when you enter, when you first start to get your menstrual cycle when you enter into puberty, there's a change because your hormones change. Now, in a healthy human being, this is a natural process, and the change lasts maybe 2 months, 3 months max, and there's ups and downs until your body adjusts to the new phase, and then life is good. And it's the same with menopause. It's about a 2-3 month thing, period of adjustment that your body has to go through until it gets into its new rhythm. But in bodies that are toxic, because this person, people have unwittingly been eating all the wrong food all their lives, that's been causing small amounts of inflammation in the body every day, 3 times a day, 4 times a day, 5 times a day. All of those chickens come home to roost, and everybody's body is under-nutrified because the nutrients that our bodies need to function optimally are no longer present in the food. So everybody's running on a quarter of a tank of nutrients, if that. And so in a situation like that, menopause can last for years. I've had patients that have had hot flushes for 10 years.
Wow.
10 years. And it's because their bodies are imbalanced and their bodies don't have the raw materials that they need in order to adjust things. And here's a news flash. Every hormone in the human body is made from cholesterol. That's what it's made from, cholesterol. So when a doctor puts you on a fat-free diet and a statin drug, which artificially lowers cholesterol, you're going to have hot flushes forever. Men are going to not going to be able to have erections anymore, so they're going to need the little purple pill. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I think it's 90%. Don't quote me on that, but it's a very high percentage of the part of the brain that's affected by Alzheimer's is made from cholesterol. So when you drive cholesterol into the ditch because your knucklehead medical doctor told you to, your brain dries up, your hormones dry up, you get hot flushes forever, you get mood swings, it's no fun. And if you're a man, you have mood swings also, and you have erectile dysfunction. But don't worry, we've got drugs for all of that.
Well, you know, that would be an interesting thing because when, for those of us, when your wedding vows actually meant something, where when you said until death for better or for worse, and we meant it, when we actually meant it back in those days, do you remember? Boy, that would have been very, very tough, you know, when going, having your wife go through that for 10 years.
Yeah, no kidding. And no picnic for the woman either. And, you know, but this is a problem, and this isn't happening because she has menopause. It's happening because she has an undernutrified body, and, I mean, she's just had the wrong medical care, quite frankly. There's no way to sugarcoat that. She doesn't have a bad gene. She has a bad doctor, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, I remember one time a situation where one of my relatives was going through that, and she was not having a good day, and she went off on me, and my wife happened to be standing by, and my wife went over there and said, look, he's got to go through my change, not yours. And and so I got a little relief, you know, at that point. All right, we have none other than the Big John McTernan joining us. Big John, are you there?
Yes, sir, Ernie.
All right, here we have the co-founder of Cops for Christ International National, none other than John McTernan. You know, we should call him Chaplain John McTernan when he was with the Cops for Christ, and now he's an author.
I'm still a chaplain, Pastor Ernie. I'm still a chaplain, and then I minister quite a bit to those with a broken heart. That seems to be the way the Lord's led me.
Amen. All right, you're joining us here. I had started the program off talking about how I would never, I'd rather starve than buy anything from Kroger. And tell the folks why I would rather starve than buy anything from Kroger.
Well, Pastor Ernie, yesterday on Breitbart News, there was an article that stunned me because I shop, both wife and myself shop regularly at Kroger. I buy gas there and everything. And it says, Kroger, it calls allyship guide, tells employees to celebrate trans holidays, support bail fund for like Black Lives Matter, and a whole list of other things. I mean, I was blown away, Pastor Ernie. I just couldn't believe it. So today I got the article in my hand. I copied it out, 6 pages of all what Kroger's doing. And I went in to talk to the manager in the store. And it turns out I have a distinct feeling that she was a lesbian. And there was no hard words between us, but she made it clear that she supported Kroger in this, and that she said it's diversity. She said, we support diversity here. And I said, well, diversity, does that mean mutilating young children that are sexually confused? You mutilate them, that's what you support? And Black Lives Matter burnt down cities and avowed communists, and you're giving them money that I pay in here, your profits, some of that's going to mutilate children, little confused, sexually confused children and terrorist groups. So we looked at each other, and then I said to her, by the way, you support a lot of your diversity. You support diversity, right? She said, yes. I said, do you support, does Kroger support crisis pregnancy centers where women need help with their babies? So I was just staring at her and waiting for the answer, and she was looking at me, and she got a little smirk on her face, and she wouldn't answer. I said, no, you don't, do you? You don't. I said, you are a hardcore ideologue, and you fit perfectly with Kroger's agenda. You believe 100%, don't you? She didn't say a word. She was just looking at me. And then she said, I said to her, I have a lot of contacts here, which I do now in Texas. I said, I'm going to spread the word. I don't think anybody knows this. I said, we're going to spread the word, and we want you to go out of business like Target is. Target's going out of business now because they had a unisex room where perverted men could go in and expose themselves to women and little children, and now they're going out of business. Their sales are way, 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 way down. I said, that's what needed here in Kroger's. She said, can I help you with anything else? I said, no, you made it clear to me. Thank you.
Well, we're going to continue to remind people and help Kroger out with their policies, I know. There's none around here that I know of anymore where we're living. There used to be several of the stores, but they're not here anymore. And, folks, there you go. You see, if you continue to go and shop at these places, then you're bringing all of this down on yourself. And also, what was taking place with the National Baseball League.
Yeah. Yesterday was quite a day, Pastor Ernie. Oh, my goodness. The National Baseball League, here's the headline. 20 national baseball teams promote or fund groups that perform child sex change and other things. And then the worst offenders are the Detroit Tigers, Boston Red Sox, Milwaukee Brewers, Tampa Bay Rays, and your Cleveland team, Pastor Ernie. And basically, they are hardcore. They're doing this hardcore, and they're raising money when they have gay nights, gay pride nights at league games. They're raising a lot of money during these games, and money from the games they're donating to these groups. So there's a total of 20 teams that are hardcore now in Major League Baseball promoting, getting mutilating. It says here, minors as young as 12 they're supporting, and then they're supporting social changes and all for the homosexual agenda and calling themselves, you know, whatever, but boys as young as 3. So for the sex change, it's the 12. Now, this is Major League Baseball. And for the children there changing pronouns, it's down to 3, Pastor.
You know, well, this is exactly what we talked about with the with Babylon and the great whore that's set up on all the waters. And I just was preaching on that in Revelation 17, 18. And this is what we're at now. It's unbelievable. You had the three parts of Babylon, the political, the economic, and the religious, and they've come together. And this is what you call these woke corporations. These are whores. I mean, these people, National Baseball League, they are whores. That's what the Bible, that's what God calls them. If God calls you a whore, you're a whore. And so,
yeah, the whore of Babylon, Pastor.
Yeah, and
the religious system is called the whore of Babylon. The religious economic system together, it's the whore of Babylon.
I won't watch one of the baseball games.
Blockbuster from Hollywood.
Yeah.
The whore of Babylon.
That's what we have.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Well, right.
Now, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah.
In Revelation chapter 18. That's the economic Babylon.
Yeah.
It tells us what's ruling economic Babylon. And I'll just share it quickly in verse 2. And he cried mightily with a strong voice. This is the angel declaring what Babylon is, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. So the world economic system that we're looking at now is full of demons, Pastor. Bible calls them a habitation of devils, every foul spirit.
Well, so, you're not kidding about that. It really is.
Yeah, that's what's taken over, like National Baseball League. That's why they're acting like they're doing. The demons are in charge now.
You're absolutely right. We're coming up to a break. One of the questions I'm going to ask is just 2 days ago, what came out was the National Health Organization said that the lifespan since 2019, Peter, since 2019, the lifespan was for men was 77, and for women, well, I don't know what it was for women, but now it's down 3 years from 2019. Right now, the lifespan is down to 73 for men and 79 for women.
Isn't modern medicine fantastic?
Yeah, and that's what it's about. It's got to do wholly with the so-called vax, which isn't a vax. Okay, and people are dying off. People are getting sick, and I've heard from so many people that have taken the kill shot, and now they're getting sick. And someone was saying, you see, I'm doing all right, you know, for a year, and now they're not doing all right. And
the other thing, and I'm in complete agreement with you, Pastor, but there is another thing that we must not overlook here, that your medical doctor may be the nicest person that God ever created, but your medical doctor is not trained in medicine. They're trained in allopathic medicine. And allopathic medicine teaches its physicians to manage the illness. So the heartburn is never cured, it's managed. The arthritis is never cured, it's managed. The depression is never cured, it's managed. The insomnia is never cured, it's managed. These conditions are never cured. They're managed with pharmaceuticals and surgery, which over time make you weaker and more dependent to pharmaceuticals and surgery. And that's another giant contributing factor to our lowered life expectancy rate, is the medicine that people have access to is not healthcare. It's disease management. And, you know, thank God for military field medicine. Thank God for trauma care centers. Thank God for surgery when it's necessary. Because that's the wheelhouse of an allopathic physician. But for everything else, it's the wrong dog for the hunt. And then when on top of that, you add the kill shot.
Hang on, Peter. Guess what? We're going up to a hard break. Stay there. We're going to come back. We're going to open the phone lines. Got a lot to come.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.